T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Well, The Masked Singer, wow, we're just a few weeks away from the season finale of The Masked Singer, and it has been a crazy ride. Like, we had Patti LaBelle, who was revealed as the Rose, and some incredible singers.
Like, and really good singers.
I mean, wasn't Dr. Drew Pinsky on this one?
Well, he was on as well, but he could even hold a tune.
Yeah, so what happened last night was nothing short of amazing. And Ryan, I was like, how could this have happened? And you said, because people are probably voting for the person they want to see unmasked, not necessarily win the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's you have the best voice.
Right.
It's I'm not sure who you are.
Who are you?
Let's get the mask off and we'll deal with the rest later.
Okay, spoiler alert. If you have it on your DVR, we're going to discuss. Wait, all right, let me let you hear. This is Butterfly. And it turned out Butterfly was Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
And just crushed it again. And even after the unmasking, they get to sing again. And you just, once you're watching her sing, you say, oh, of course. Like, world-class singer.
Did you know? Did you have an idea?
No idea. No clue. Once they start guessing it, I said, oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah. Every so often, they'll make a guess on someone. You think, oh, that's a good guess.
Now, you think you know who Fox is.
I think I know who the Fox is. I think I know who the dog is.
Do you know who Thingamajig is? He's an NBA player.
He's an NBA player. I've seen people on my Twitter feed suggest people, but I don't know.
They suggested a name I don't recognize.
And that's the thing.
I think
it's somebody most people won't know.
Well, they'll know him after.
Yes, and he can sing.
Yes, I know. I have a feeling Thingamajig might win the whole thing.
This isn't Shaq Fu. He can sing.
List of the 10 biggest stars of 2019 includes Brie Larson, no surprise there, in one of the biggest movies of the year. Emilia Clarke, Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves making a play, still being up in there.
Well, John Wick.
Of course, yeah. Margot Robbie and Joaquin Phoenix. Meanwhile, AFI released their annual year-end list honoring movies. Joker, The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the shows Game of Thrones, Chernobyl, which I haven't seen Chernobyl. Everyone raves about it. Have you watched it?
No, but can we take Game of Thrones off just for the last season? I mean,
can it be an overall season?
Maybe not this last season.
I know you didn't like the last season, but someone who kind of watched it backwards and got into it late, I did not hate the last season.
You're the one.
All right, and 6 degrees of separation, Jason Momoa was in Game of Thrones. He has apologized to Chris Pratt for yelling at him for using a disposable plastic water bottle. And Chris Pratt has accepted because, you know, you accept what Jason Momoa tells you to.
96.5 TIC.